Welcome to the Sage Advice Podcast, transforming the way people think and work so their organizations can thrive. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Dr. Nima Ramani. Dr. Ramani is a chiropractor turned edutainer on a mission to teach business executives, entrepreneurs, and teenagers about how to dissolve the root causes of stress. He is the creator of a breakthrough new tool called the Overview Method, where participants are taken through an exercise to clear emotional baggage and resentment that holds them back from moving to new levels of business, health, and family relationships. Welcome to Sage Advice Podcast, Dr. Nima Ramani.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, first off, Dr. Nima is your website, so I'm going to use that. Why do you do what you do?
Well, it's interesting. As a chiropractor, patients are coming in for, you know, aches and pains. And I would start noticing that some would get better and others, no matter what we did, what I did, they just wouldn't resolve. And my ego didn't like that at all. So I had to find out why. And I discovered that the more that you're holding on to unprocessed emotions from traumatic experiences, the more your body doesn't feel safe. And if there isn't a safety feeling created within the body itself, then you're not going to have the full expression of your health. You don't feel safe in your body. And then the question really I started asking as my career developed and I got to know patients is, why don't you feel safe in your body? And how can we create that? And so 11 years ago, I created a 3-hour Life Skills for a Stressful World workshop in my practice so that my patients can come in and get better results. And long story short, I enjoyed those more than I did coming in on Monday morning. And slowly that 3-hour Saturday morning workshop became a 3-day event that helps you cognitively and somatically heal trauma from your body so that you can create safety from within and then transform all. And then I noticed that everybody's relationships would transform because they felt safer in their body. Their attachment wounds from childhood that were playing into their relationships, causing insecure attachments, causing neediness, causing codependency, causing all of this stuff would resolve by healing those attachment wounds. So what makes my heart sing is seeing the impact that families can transform, families can heal when you take on the work of healing your own attachment wounds and breaking the cycle of intergenerational trauma that didn't start with you, that you're just part of a matrix that's been going for generations. And it didn't start with you, but it can end with you. And that's what really makes my heart sing, is helping transform families with the work.
And is that what led to, or was the overview method that you've developed?
Correct. Yeah.
Unpack that a little bit. Yeah.
The overview method is a self-inquiry tool that gets you, it's kind of like an active meditation that gets you to stay in an inquiry. Oh, there's a little loud noise and the doggies are getting upset about it. Staying in the inquiry of, questioning not just your thoughts, but altering your state so that you can heal from your triggers. It's basically the methodology is helps you take what's triggering you and go back to the underlying root cause of why that problem is so problematic, why you're stuck. It usually is a past event that hasn't yet been resolved. And it gives you access to going back to those younger parts of yourself that are still waiting, are still stuck, still feeling unsafe. And you're the one that reparents them, gives them what they've needed externally from their caregivers, but their caregivers weren't able to give them. And it's a methodology that takes a trigger and heals the root cause of it, bringing you back to connecting with your inner voice. So it's a tool that I've been teaching, which is an integration of pretty much everything I've learned in neuroscience, personal development, cognitive work, and somatic work.
So it all comes together in that one spot. Very cool.
It helps you regulate. It's a self-regulation tool for your nervous system.
Got it. And what I want to ask you about, because I actually have a friend of mine who also has used the term edutainer. So tell me about what edutainer means to you.
Edutainer came from my own wounding as a child when I didn't really feel seen and heard. And so when I would start, my twin brother and I would start to do like skits for my parents, and my parents would be laughing, right? And whenever they would have guests come over, they would say, "Hey, Nima, Sep, go and do that skit." And so we would, as children and teenagers, start doing skits for their friends. And that's where we would get so much attention. We would feel seen. We would get so much approval. And so that's when the Dr. Nima show was born, was this little part of me that loves to entertain, to be on stage, to feel seen and heard. And as I've been doing more and more of my own healing work, my need to kind of get out there and create a show to entertain and attract attention has gone down, and I've allowed the content that I'm sharing to be more of the show, the content itself, rather than less me trying to edutain. And so now what's it's kind of like a hit, my history all put together, and it's part of my journey too. But I'll do some rap songs that talk about healing the nervous system, that overcoming your ego. So I'll throw in my live performances or my live kind of seminars or whatever, if I'm speaking somewhere, I'll usually throw in a little rap song or a dance. I'll get everybody to dance, because I find that learning is more, it lands more when you're having fun.
And we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests on the Sage Advice podcast, and that is, who is a hero of yours, and why are they a hero?
I have many heroes. Right now, one of my heroes is John DeMartini. He's a hero of mine because he taught me how to change my thoughts and perceptions. And he gave me the kind of the foundations of the life that I'm living right now. He pretty much showed me, led by example, of what's possible when I was 21 years old. I've learned the most from him, and he's one of my heroes and always will be. I've just been able to take his work and go deeper.
And lastly, Dr. Nima, how can somebody contact you?
My website's available. I think that I got the show notes there. Probably the best way is to join my Facebook group. I'll do a free video content each day training you how to become trigger-proof, how to take your triggers and turn them into deeper self-appreciation, and your conflicts and turn them into deeper connection with your partner or coworker or whatever. And I have a free kind of website, training on that. I'll leave the link there with the show notes, promo code there that gives anyone listening free access to it.
All right. The website is Dr. Nima Romani, chiropractor turned edutainer. Thanks for being a guest on the Sage Advice podcast.
Thank you.
For more Sage Advice, visit and subscribe at sageadvicepodcast.com.